The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We were speaking, as you'd imagine, earlier in the show about the rugby, the fallout from the result of the weekend at the Aviva Stadium, which means the three-peat is no longer on the cards. And what we focused on in the conversation earlier was whether there are kind of worrying signs in the background for Irish rugby in terms of the age profile of the current squad and the conveyor belt of talent coming through. Gordon Darcy is with me now, the former Irish international. Gordon, it's always good to talk to you, so thanks a million for taking the time. I guess the first thing to say is, I mean, we're not in unmitigated disaster territory here. we were listening to some of the texts that are coming into the show.
Yeah, well, like, we're doing the most Irish thing ever, really, now, aren't we? We're kind of doing the,
Where's our World Cup? Oh my God, we're terrible.
Pretty much exactly. So we've gone from being, everybody scrambling for last minute tickets to go to the celebrations in Rome this week to, what's this like? This is like Munster in the heyday, the bandwagon, everyone jumping on the bandwagon. Realistically, it was a disappointing result and performance. And I think the manner of the defeat is the bit that's probably startled most people. And that's where you get that knee-jerk reaction. And suddenly everybody's looking into the minutiae of it and all the little small little bits and pieces, the details of it.
When you stand back, though, would you have concerns that, the tide is slightly going out? I guess a country the size of ours, with the playing pool as it is, you're not going to be as successful as the current crop have been, indefinitely. There's going to be ebbs and flows, and just one wonders whether we're at the beginning of an ebb.
Yeah, and like, listen, and that is the case. I think, we were missing a couple of players, and you're always trying to find a balance and a context around it and not trying to cry over spilt milk. We had injuries going into it, and you look at the, say, impact from the bench going into it. And then when you step back from it, you can go, there was always a potential for this to happen with Ireland. Because we just don't have the same player profile or number of teams that, say, France and England have. England have 10 professional teams. France have got 2 professional leagues. So we've always had a massive, massive outperformance from Ireland. When we, winning 2 of the last 3 Six Nations has been, for a country like us, we have had very special players, and we do create an awful lot of players. I think we were shown the limitations of an Irish system, and also on top of that, you look at the reaction from the French players over the last 2 weeks. So they lost against England, and there was a natural catalyst from that. Galtier made 11 changes going into the Italian game. I'll come back to that in a second, and then made more changes from that. Some of the players that he rotated out against Italy, he brought them back in to give them, in a lot of ways, an ultimatum. It's like, perform or I'll find somebody else. So we had a ruthless streak from Galtier. We just don't have that strength and depth to make 11 changes on a week by week basis.
And kind of pointing out the shortcomings of our system, the predominantly kind of rugby playing schools into the academy system is one thing. It's quite another to do anything about it, isn't it? I mean, the IRFU, if they could and may wave a magic wand, they would have done something about it in the past. Rugby's competing with other popular sports in the country, and we're a small country.
Completely. But I think there is an untapped resource in here. I think the question is about how you actually effectively deliver it. So Jamie Osborne and Tadhg Furlong are the only 2 players to come through the club system. So, there's 200 plus clubs out there improving the way we coach at that level. You don't have to go and compete. They're already there. They're already there every weekend. So I think that has, if we were saying we want to develop a new stream of players or how we bring more players into it, that's a simple place to start.
What I found fascinating this year in the wake of the Super Bowl was this stat as to how many of the players were multi-sport players as well until they were kind of well into their teens, until they got to college going age when they were maybe on a scholarship and were forced to choose. What strikes me about Ireland is just how kind of territorial the different team sports often are. And it's the player who loses out that at kind of 12 or 13, there's a, well, that's it. You've got to park playing one thing because you might have a chance of playing with a county development squad with something else.
Yes. Yeah, it is disappointing. It's the parochial nature of Ireland. Like, we are, you know, much, much smaller. And I think when you're in bigger countries where they have they've access to more sports, there's more people to, there's more kids to play all the different sports. Whereas here, you know, what's the birth rate? Somewhere around 60 to 70,000 kids born every year. It's a small number of kids that are available for each sport. So they are, like, your point is that we're all fighting for the same pool of players. Unfortunately, the sports themselves lose out. But, you know, it is, you know, for professional teams. And I think one of the things that you look at, say, from, you know, even just at the weekend, you look at all the players on the French bench are all playing first team rugby, and not everybody in the Ireland 23 is a starter for their province.
Yeah.
So, you know, it shows a little bit of the gap between the two teams. But all of that put that all in together, the opening 20 minutes wasn't down to, you know, our player profile, their player profile, or, you know, anything other than how France were set up. And whether we like it or not, they were emotionally and mentally more ready for that match than we were. And I think that does play into it. And the guy who's not getting a huge amount of credit for the French display is Sean Edwards. He had them absolutely humming in defence, and we had no answer for it in attack.
In keeping with the point, I think the broader point you're trying to make about not overreacting to things, I'm conscious this sounds almost like a eulogy for Irish rugby, so I don't want it to sound that way. But what's actually remarkable standing back is how consistently successful we've been from the late noughties, isn't it? From the team that built up to that Grand Slam in 2009 through to today.
Like, it's incredible. And what's disappointing for me as a player, an ex-player and somebody who is a rugby fan, is there's no middle ground. It's either unparalleled success or nothing. I said, where is the happy middle ground? There's still a good chance that we'll finish second in the Six Nations, with a good performance and 5 points in Italy. That's still one bad game, doesn't turn a group into a bad player, into a bad team overnight. I think there will probably be an opportunity to now to freshen up the squad, and they will likely freshen up the squad this weekend. But as long as we get back to a position, and, you know, you worry about everybody's kind of worried about now and say, going, oh, well, you know, what about, how are we going, where is the next player is going to come from? Like, they said it about Brian, they said it about Paul O'Connell, they said it about Johnny Sexton. There's always somebody comes through eventually. We just don't produce them, I'd say, at the rate that France do, where they can find a kid, Jegu, who can come on. He's, you know, 21 years of age, probably got 50 caps for his club. I can slot into 13 and, you know, from a standing start, run down Sam Prendergast from behind after playing, 60 minutes almost. We just don't produce the talent like that at a rate that, say, France do.
Well, listen, Gordon, with that kind of sentiment, listen, someone will come through. You've provided unexpectedly some solace to a beleaguered Kilkenny fan after the weekend as well. So, listen, thanks so many for that.
I'll try not to take too much schadenfreude in Kilkenny losing.
Listen, Gordon Darcy, former Irish international. Gordon, always a pleasure.
Thanks very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.